Blog Talk Radio.
It is me, it is I, Sugarlicious Me of Sugarlicious Me Talk Show and Blog Talk Radio. It has been a long time since I have been on air, so forgive me if I stumble a little bit. It is 8:01 in my city, which is in Los Angeles, California. It is 10:01 if you are in the southern regions and if you are in the New York East Coast. It is 11:01, still at the 01. How's everybody tonight? Looking good. This is Tuesday, the 8th of December. Can you believe it is almost Christmas? And I have not done any Christmas shopping, whether virtual or in real life. It's been just one of those times. But, hey, you know, there's still a couple of days left, or 2.5 weeks or so. Anyway, tonight is the Walking Dead night. Yes, Walking Dead night. As all of you may or may not know, I have not watched The Walking Dead and the reason why is because after they start killing all my favorite people off, T-Dog was the first one, and then Herschel and then Tyrese, I was like, fuck The Walking Dead. But my two guest hosts are fanatics, and they just love The Walking Dead, and that's what they do, and they just love watching it. So I invited them today so I could just sit back, and I already told them every once in a while I'm going to go, fuck The Walking Dead, while they're talking. So we've got 57 minutes. Can you believe I've already been talking for 2 whole minutes? We've got 57 minutes where we're going to discuss The Walking Dead and the upcoming things that are going on with The Walking Dead. If any of you have not seen the movie Type 2, please, please, please go to my Facebook page and watch it. I'm very, very proud of it. It is something that was definitely a labor of love. And I would love for you all to view it. It was not perfect, but it was perfect for us. The ones that did it was perfect for us. But anyway. I won't be coming back to the grid until, I know, tears, January the 5th, 2016, which is 4 weeks away. I will be doing my Christmas show on the 22nd, and hopefully, maybe a, a neighborhood block party, which I've been telling you guys what I was going to be doing forever and never did it. So maybe even a neighborhood block party. My new show in 2016 is going to bring a lot of wonderful things. I've got a new person on board with me that's going to be showing you designers, clothing, and bloggers. And also I'm going to be having someone who's going to be cooking recipes. You remember from the last time I had shows, we had it where the person came on and whoever the guess where they would always take what the recipes were. So we're going to actually cook those recipes in the studios. Can you believe it's going to be fun? At least it's going to be fun for me. My two guests, these two people are very, very close and hard to me. One is my sister-in-law, one is my husband, and they're going to join me. And they keep telling me that they're a better co-host. in each other. So this should be fun. But actually, I'm going to sit back and let them two discuss The Walking Dead while I just go, fuck The Walking Dead, fuck The Walking Dead. I'm sure I honestly just cannot stand The Walking Dead anymore. It's just, to me, it's just, I don't even know what the hype is for it anymore. First, I was all hyped up, loved it. Yeah, Walking Dead, Walking Dead. I even got my husband actually to watch it. But now, it to me is not, it's just drawn out. You know, why can't they have a little sanctuary somewhere where they're happy and nobody's after them? You know, if it's not the governor, it's you know, cannibals. If it's not cannibals, it's, you know, it's bloodthirsty rapists, you know, children rapists. It's just too over the top for me. I'm just done with it. But I'm sure that when if the apocalypse ever happens, it probably would be the way it is. No one would be safe. Everybody would be, you know, everybody would be for themselves. So I guess in a way, if you think about it, it would be the same way that you do view it. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you, my co-host. And without further ado, because I'm sure you would like to, you know, sugar, shut the fuck up. We want to hear from the co-host. So I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves first, as always, ladies first. Hello, love. Let them know who you are.
Oh, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Because I did not know how this worked. I am new to this. Hi, everybody. It's me, Suri, better known as Chia Sakuzakahashi.
Cheetos.
Y'all gonna get off me and my name. For real. Not today.
She will be doing the designer and blog portion of the new upcoming Sugarlicious show in 2016. So glad to have her aboard.
I can't wait.
Me either. I can wait for this damn show, though, I'll tell you that. I don't really want to hear about The Walking Dead, but, you know, inquiring minds. Let's bring our third person in with us. Well, I'm sure people are going, oh, it must be. Yeah, it must be. Hello,
the
my
one
dear.
And only.
How are you?
The one and only.
Hello. Hola. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. wait. So my sister-in-law is my rival. She says she's the best co-host. That was a big secret.
Come on now, Kelly.
If those of you who don't know his voice by now, that is Color Girl So Static. Of who will be doing the chef portion of the show in 2016? So. I had to give him something to do other than everything else he does. He was complaining he didn't have enough work, so there he is. So,
look, I don't
you
have
too.
Enough work because I overwork. I don't get paid. I don't get fed. I don't even get a glass of water. So, yeah.
That's
I
a lie.
I have a question. Do we have fire insurance at the studio?
Wow.
I'm just wondering.
Wow. I think, you know what? That's something I think I better look into. March your bill.
Something. Because, you know.
That could be really bad. Right. Exactly.
I still love you, bro, but still, honey, we have to be cautious. I like how
now he's gotten quiet. Yeah. Now he's gotten quiet.
I feel very unwanted, but that's okay. Move on. Whatever.
Shut up. We're just trying to protect the studio. Shoot. It's not paid in full yet.
I'm trying to protect myself.
That boy. Shoot.
Jesus.
Well.
So, you two, The Walking Dead, what makes you two watch it every damn week, knowing that one of your favorite characters is going to be the next demise or murdered. I remember, let's talk about what did you call him, the Korean sensation? Let's talk about Glenn.
The Asian sensation.
Yeah. Glenn is awesome. You know? He's been there since season one.
The thing is that you saw him from the first season grow up to be who he is now. You know, from somewhat of a timid, shy, somebody that you expect he would get killed, like, in the next episode. But he come far along, too.
He has really evolved over.
Right.
Well, this is 6 seasons now. He has really, really came far. I believe he really found himself when they were on the farm and he met Maggie. And he finally got his virginity took, because everybody knows Glenn was a virgin. Come on now.
That was awesome.
Come on now.
Wow.
Maggie took them cookies,
you know,
the wontons.
I'm thinking kids are listening to this, so I'll just say the things that we women can do with certain things is just,
ooh,
wow.
I tell you, it rules the world. They just don't want to admit it. Even in the apocalypse. It's woo.
I am not touching that one. I do have to agree with you that he did evolve. He grew up. I have to agree. Because when I first saw him when he was talking to Rick, when Rick was in the tank, I was like, wow. Because they had him just doing everything, just everything that they could do, that, like the grunt work, the shit work. They just had him doing it. I remember that.
Because he was so small and quick.
Yeah.
You know, he was easy bait, but he, just like that well scene when they were on the farm, and he was like, I really don't want to go down this well, but he did it and came right back out. Like, I wouldn't have did it. Like, I'm not doing that. He just going to have to stay down there. But he did it, and he was quick. He was the perfect little Chinaman just to get in and get out. That's a good
character. But he's not Chinese.
All Asian persuasion. Okay.
Wow. Really? He is not Chinese. He is Korean. Don't forget that. He's Korean. Listen to this. The half Asian is actually.
Hey, don't come for me. Whoa.
Oh, my God. The half Asian is talking shit about the damn Korean. Please help us. Oh, my God.
Fix has really been good. Everyone keeps saying how slow it is. Oh, that episode was boring. No, you really have to look at the episodes, like the one episode with Morgan. I really enjoyed that because I always wondered what happened to Morgan when they left him in that town that he had barricaded himself in, because Morgan then had lost it. And if it wasn't for Morgan in season one, there would be no Rick, because Morgan took Rick in. You know, so I always, always, always wonder, where the hell happened to that black guy?
Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, like, where is Morgan guy?
That was sad when I found out that his son, the mother finally got the son, because I was thinking, if he had killed her in the first, because he had so many chances of killing her, and if he had just went on and killed her, his son would probably still have been alive.
That's true.
His son
But how do you
kill a family member, even though they have turned? Like, I myself, I probably wouldn't be able to do that. I probably would do exactly what Herschel did. Everybody in the barn or something. Like, I couldn't have done that. Even though they're dead, I still wouldn't have been able to, like, chop your head off or something. I don't know.
To me, even if he had the opportunity, which he had plenty of opportunity to kill her wife, I mean, the shots attract, the sound attracts zombies, the walkers, what they call it. So either way, you know, he was doomed to happen. Something was doomed to happen.
Yeah, but I can agree with what she's saying, though. How do you kill a family member, even though you know that they're no longer, but then again, do you comprehend the fact that they're no longer human? Because you still look at that face and go, remember every time he tried to kill his wife, he would look at her and remember, right? He just couldn't pull the trigger. I mean, you know, think about that. Sis, could you pull the trigger on Carter?
That took way too long.
You and me talked about this episode. You and me talked about this episode, and you was like, "Yeah, you better shoot me. Yeah, I'm not coming for my baby. This and that." But it's just the feeling of the body, just the emotions, you know. I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have just,
I would have did exactly what Michonne did. I would have tied y'all ass up. You, Kelly, Carter, Jer, I would have tied y'all ass up. I would be following the leader. Bring out dead ass. Come on.
Why do I have to be one of the zombies? I mean, seriously,
I don't
know. Why do I have to be a zombie? I don't want to be
just
a damn zombie.
Because, sugar, I'm going to tell you right now, honey, I love you with all my heart, baby. If some bullshit popped off, you'll probably start screaming and running in circles and trip and fall, and they're going to get you. And then I don't know what to do.
Wow.
Get my cookie.
Wow.
Get my Pepsi. Boom. Oh, I'm down. Sugar's down. I'm down.
I'm done. I'm just done. So I would just be gone, right? Is that what you're saying?
But you will be protecting me from the gas. So I'm going to carry you with me.
Wow. I don't, you know what? I don't think I would survive a zombie apocalypse. I honestly don't think I would survive it because I'm such a wimp as it is. And we already know people with, we already seen the people with diabetes don't survive because wasn't there an episode, Kelly, you told me about where the woman had diabetes? And so we already know I won't survive the shit.
That episode
was
that was for that cancer, you know, for that cancer, Lord, for diabetes month, you know. I think it was a nice tribute, so.
Mm-hmm. The nice tribute was
what pissed me off about it, I was like, oh, wow, she has diabetes. That was so nice for him, for Daryl to go back and give her her insulin. Then the bitch walk up to some dead zombies and they bite her. I'm like, what the fuck?
To me, that was the dumbest death ever.
She didn't even have to go back. I was so pissed.
Just a waste to go back, right?
That was a waste to go back. And then they end up robbing him in the end. I'm like, damn it. He could have been gone home. He could have been halfway back to Alexandria for giving this bitch her damn insulin. And then she walk up to some bags and the zombies pop out and bite her. I was irritated.
So she was just stupid, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that was just a dumb-ass death. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
So maybe I would survive it. I don't know.
I don't know. It looks like Pelly will pick you up and carry you every year. I don't know.
Right. No. Shit, you hesitated when we talked about you killed Cardi. You were like,
I'm not killing my baby. I'm not going to kill him.
The awkward silence was like,
I'm not going to kill him.
Like, looked around the room thinking, okay, how do I answer this question?
Yeah, I was. I was. I ain't going to lie.
Pelly. I don't think I could kill him. I think I would probably do like Morgan did. I would attempt to, but knowing my love for him, I couldn't do it. Bullshit. No, I'm just kidding.
He will kill me in a heartbeat. He will kill me in a heartbeat.
No, I would. What makes you say that? I would not kill you in a heartbeat. No, I would not. No, I would not. Which was shit. I wouldn't even kill Diva. Even if it was Zombie Kitty, I couldn't kill her.
See, to me, that episode was kind of tricky because it made it seem like she had some type of memory. She remembered what she used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that because she can't come back to the house and kind of open the door.
Right. So, to me, that's kind of like, okay, do this. Do they have memory of what they used to be or... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's when it was fresh.
That's a possibility that they do have a memory of what they used to do because if you think about it, that she kept hanging around the house. That's what she kept always going there as if she remembered something about the house. So that would make sense that they would go back.
If it was the memory or if it was the scent. You know, they have the smell.
That, you know what? That could be a possibility. Maybe it's just a scent. Maybe it's just the smell itself. Ew. Ew. Just the, ugh. I smell you. Ew. So tell me, who is your favorite character? Either one of you, I don't care which one.
I like Carl. Carl is one of my favorites.
Carl?
Yes.
Carl has came a long way.
Yep.
Really?
He's gonna be the next Rick to me.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed Carl. Carl Papa?
Carl Papa.
Have y'all heard that song? I know you've heard it.
After...
Have you heard that song, Carl Papa?
Lord, no, sure.
Oh, my God. She hasn't heard Carl
Papa,
babe.
You got to hear it.
It is so funny.
Lord.
It is funny.
After Carl killed his mother.
Yes. Yes, that is one of the best deaths ever.
He really.
Oh, wow.
Changed. Like, yeah, you killed your mom, but he really changed for the good, because before he was being really, really obnoxious.
Like a kid. Well, he was being a kid, basically, is what he was being. But I don't know. Who is your favorite character, Sissy?
I would have to say Maggie.
Maggie?
Yeah. She's always calm.
Maggie? For real?
Maggie,
she's
yeah,
always
like,
calm.
Like, she's always calm. She thinks about shit before doing them.
I mean, that girl is always calm. And she never doubts herself.
So I'm kind of surprised that neither one of you said Daryl or Carol.
Well, of course Daryl, of course Carol, and of course Rick. Those are, like, the three obvious. But someone that, you know, Maggie really always is sure. She's always certain. She's always calm. And like Pelly says, she always thinks.
She reminds you of Herschel a little bit. Because Herschel used to be, you know, think before acting. That's what Maggie got.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I'm sure you guys miss your sister.
I'm not going to talk about this.
No.
We're not talking about that.
To me, the best death that I'm glad they did was Beth, Lori.
Wow.
Andrea, Shane.
Now, Andrea had to. Ooh, she had to go.
She really had to go.
Oh,
yeah, Andrea was really, she became just plain stupid to me. She really became a stupid broad. She really did.
But you know what's funny? Even in the apocalypse, Dick can change minds.
She was strong.
Of that one-eyed man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Change the mind.
The governor.
I said, girl, these are your people. And you said, oh, okay.
I think Michonne saw it, though.
Michonne looked at her like, girl,
yeah,
I don't even know.
Yeah, Michonne saw it because Michonne wasn't, I think Michonne still lived the life mentally, whereas, you know, Andrea just wanted to be happy, wanted to think that this was all true. I don't think that she meant any harm. I think she really thought that, okay, you know, this is true. This is going to be, you know, it's going to be our life now. So I think that's what happened to her. I think she just was just stupid and thought it was all true,
mm-hmm.
Which, of course, we all know that, you know, the governor was just, he was a little fucking tick. He really, really was. And the way he killed Herschel just broke my heart. It really broke my heart. That's when I first
started. I screamed at the TV like my daddy died.
Yeah, because everybody loved Herschel. He was like the father figure, just like you said, how Maggie is. He was the one with the reason, you know, with the one that didn't allow things to get to him. He was, to me, he was Rick's conscience, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, you know, he was the one that would tell Rick, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. But Lord have mercy.
He didn't deserve to die the way he did, though. I mean,
that was
way overboard for somebody like that. Maybe because, you know, to give people that impact, but maybe you should have just stabbed him in the back or something, but take his head off? That was just ridiculous.
Whole head off.
I liked the governor until that moment.
Yeah, that was just too much.
I honestly feel that the way that it in using Michonne's sword, really just did it in.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, I cried when T-Dog died. And when Tyrese died, that fucker that plays Everybody Hates Chris, I literally wanted to jump on that damn screen and beat the shit out of him.
What?
I really did.
He didn't do it.
But to me, if he hadn't went back there and did all, I think, because I felt like it was his fault because he kept being told not to go, and he just was not listening. So to me, it was his fault.
That's what he got.
To me, it was his fault.
That he got.
To me, it was his fault.
But at the same time, Tyrese was going through some things. He had lost his girl. He really never got over that. And he had did some things that he couldn't get out of his mind, out of his head. You know what I'm saying? So he was going, he was having a mental battle anyway. Like, he was always on alert. And for him to go in that room and not be on alert, but to be kind of mind-boggled at the same time, he let his guard down, and then twin brother came up in there and bit him. You know, like, where was your head at?
Okay, so see, now let me get this straight, because something I thought was kind of eerie, I don't know if anybody else caught it, but when they were at the house, it looked like one of the guys, like somebody was in a mirror or something. It was just weird. I can't remember the exact, because it's been so long since the episode came about, but it looked like someone was in a mirror or something, so it was kind of weird. I can't explain it. I wish I could go back to that episode.
I think he was seeing things.
You think that's what it was? You know which one I'm talking about then?
He was hearing things because he was hearing a radio on. It wasn't a radio on.
Who was hearing the radio?
Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese was hearing that. See, I don't remember the episode totally, but I do remember because I thought it was kind of strange. I thought that I heard, that I saw like an image of a kid or something in a mirror, but I guess maybe it was Tyrese.
No, the image you're talking about, he was looking at a picture of the twin brothers of Noah, the twin brothers.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was, because one of them was laying dead in the front room, and he was just looking at the picture, and then the one came out the bathroom and bit him.
Okay, so then that's what I was seeing, but I thought that was kind of strange. That I always thought that scene was strange. But I cannot watch it any longer. I just can't do it. I can't pick up on it. It's like
My one problem with The Walking Dead, my one problem, is the disrespect for African American people's hair on the show. Sasha hair looks a mess. I mean, I know we is in an apocalypse, but my hair, somebody going to do something to my hair. They're going to braid it back or something. But Sasha look like a damn dandelion when it turned white and you blow it. Okay, Michonne's dress, somebody can twist them, something, okay? And the brother that they had at the end from damn NWA, where'd they get that lace front at?
Now, you know what? I don't watch it, but I did see a picture of him, and I shook my head. I was like, you know what? That's just fucked up.
Like, I know y'all spending all y'all damn production coin on the zombies and the blood, but come through with the wigs, please.
That was really messed up.
And his hair had the nerd had curls at the bottom of it, so where are he getting some curls, some rollers from? For real!
Oh, shit.
It was curly at the end. Look, let me tell you, when I hollered at the screen, I said, don't do this to my brother. Don't do this. And he had it in a ponytail, and it was curled at the end. So somebody got some damn flat irons or something.
I honestly, but you already, come on now, you already know. Let's be real. you already know that when the apocalypse does come, black folks ain't going to have no beauty shop, ain't going to have no place to get their nails did. So, yeah, you know, unless, okay, I should not say this. I'm going to, let me hush, because my ass was about to get racist.
Whoa.
Because old girl came up in there and gave Rick a haircut. Shit. Hook somebody else stuff up. The white lady with the crazy hair and Rick had to kill. And when Rick them got there and she came to the house with her little clippers and gave him a haircut and a shave, somebody can come clip this shit off this bush on top of my head, please.
Maybe Michonne should wear like a little curly natural. Have you seen her natural hair? She's a beautiful
woman, by the
way.
Yeah, her natural hair is beautiful. Why didn't let her wear that? I mean, I get
the character
in the comic book but they could have did better than that. These new late fronts they got out now, you can have box braids and stuff. Come through walking in with the wigs, please. That's all I'm going to say.
But have you noticed all these little areas, there's no place that has any damn horse hair in all these areas. There's no beauty salon that has horse hair to replace this shit. So I don't know what the hell. I guess they have to be in the ghetto to get this.
Look, okay, they can push through. Okay, they in Atlanta. Shit.
Exactly. So I really don't get that. I'm sorry, but I don't get that. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. Since Sister says she's never heard Karl Popp, I'm not going to play it all the way through because it's a five-minute song. But on our break, I'm going to play some Karl Popp on our break. This is, you guys need to hear it, okay? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's too quiet in here.
You're listening to the new single from Carl Grimes. This is Karl Popp. Coming at you on the Hot Power 96.9 Box The Jam.
Beat.
Talking about The Walking Dead. I just played Karl Popp. Yeah, actually, there is a song called Karl Popp by Karl Grimes, believe it or not. For those of you who've never heard the song before, I just played about 2 minutes of it. I may post it for all of you to hear it. It's just a silly little song, but I thought it was funny, you know, but I think a lot of shit's funny. But we're here tonight with two big fans of The Walking Dead, and I have not said The Walking Dead one time. Can you believe I'm actually engaged in conversation with this, and I thought I was going to sit back and say fuck The Walking Dead for a couple of times, but this has not happened so far because I got sidetracked by the funny things and the apocalypse and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to bring my two guest hosts back. So we can finish talking about the wonderful, wonderful world of The Walking Dead. Now, before we do that, what if, and I know the people will go, don't say it, but what if Rick is in a coma and all this shit is a dream? Have anybody ever thought about that? That maybe Rick is like actually in a coma and all this is not going on? That, you know, the last season or the last episode, you're going to see his wife come in and go, how is he, doctor? And the doctor's going to be Glenn. And the nurse would be Maggie. Have you ever thought about that? And Herschel was somebody also in the room with him that died. Okay, I really should have said all that. But have you ever thought about that could be a possible? Okay, let me bring my co-host back on. So they'd be like, okay, what are you going to do for us?
What?
Hello, you two.
Don't even start.
What?
Hello, you two. But have you thought about that, though? Seriously. Have you thought about that could be a possibility? That maybe all these people are, like, actually, like, while he's in his coma?
After,
like, Daryl could be the one to change his bedpan?
After you made me watch Lost, I've thought about that, yeah.
Well, it's by the same person. You do know that.
I know.
It is, right.
That'd be
okay,
a hellified coma.
I mean, but you think about maybe Daryl's changing his bedpans?
don't do Daryl. Well.
And every time somebody dies, it's actually like a roommate to him, like somebody in the room with him, and every time they, you know, they die, that's when he...
Well, what do you think after all those traumatic things that have happened in Walking Dead? Don't you think you would have had a stroke in the coma? Seriously?
Not necessary if he's already in a coma. If he's already in a coma, no, probably not.
Shit. I would have stroked out from Sprite. On the inside screaming.
I mean, because when you think about it, how did he survive, you know, in that room without them changing, you know, his IV for his nutrients and everything? Think about it. But then again, I guess they did have, what was it called? Another show that was kind of, Kelly, what was that show that they had about
The
Walking
Dead,
how it started? Fear the Walking Dead. So I guess since we saw Fear the Walking Dead, it's a possibility that it's not Rick's dream or his stroke.
No, you
or
do
his
have
coma.
Fear the Walking Dead. I have yet to watch Fear the Walking Dead. Is it online?
You should watch
on
it.
TV?
I believe it's on Hulu or Netflix, one of them. But you should watch it. A lot of people don't like it because it doesn't have that flair of The Walking Dead. But it does have a lot of information about how it started and, like, the beginning of everything. I mean, I like it.
Oh.
I enjoy it. I really hope they bring it back. But
I
don't know.
Well, I just looked at Netflix. It's unavailable for streaming, but you can't get the DVD. So Hulu may have it. I can check
Hulu. Okay, I'm going to have to check
Hulu.
I never got into it. I meant to do it, but something else came on at that time, and I'm just like, this is more important than that.
Well, from what I've heard so far, because I don't watch the shit, but from what I've read, people are not really big fans of it, because, as you know, Kelly said, it doesn't have that oomph like The Walking Dead. It's kind of slow. But I think it basically explains, you know, how it happened and still I don't know what the hell, how it happened or what it is. Okay, so Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Well,
it
I know how it happened, but
Hulu.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
It is actually not on Hulu. Is it? No, I don't think it is.
So, Pelly, what
happened? It's so bad that Hulu won't even get it.
What do you think is going to happen when it returns? In March?
Well, the thing is, in the comic book, where we all know by now, they're not following half the damn comic book. Negan is the new governor, the new all the bad put in one. He's like the bad motherfucker in The Walking Dead, supposedly. That's when Glenn's supposed to meet his destiny. So hopefully it doesn't happen, but, you know, it's going to happen where Glenn is going to die in one of the seasons. And, you know, I think that's going to be the end of most of the characters, which I hope it happens. For example, the, what is his name? I've been waiting for him to die. Shoot. The priest,
who?
What's his name?
Oh, my God,
Gabriel.
Yes, Gabriel.
Father
Gabriel. Oh, my God.
I can't wait for him to die in Eugene. I'm waiting for those
two. Yeah, Eugene is just such a waste of space.
Right. That's a waste.
See, I don't know about any of these characters. That's how long it's been since I have not watched it. I don't know anything about Eugene. I don't know anything about I've didn't really see the pastor or priest, whatever the hell he was. I really didn't see that either.
Well, Eugene is a liar.
A liar.
And coward. He was the one who lied about I know the cure and was having two people take him to Washington because that's where the cure was. But all that is just a lie just for them to protect him.
I mean, he played that part
him.
So good.
Yeah.
I know how to do it, and da 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 da. And that went, ooh, I was so happy when old boy knocked his ass out. They gonna make him stop. I said, no, kill him.
Abraham
kill him.
Really knocked his ass out.
You should have hit him harder.
Who knocked him out?
Abraham,
the redhead.
Who's Abraham? See, this is how long it's been since I have no clue. I have no clue.
Seriously. For you to get together.
No. Today, my niece, Jalen, she was like, you know, TT, have you seen Empire? And I'm like, no, I haven't watched it. I don't want to tell the child I haven't watched it since the first damn two episodes.
Oh,
and then I said, yeah, I got to do another Empire show. And then I asked her, has she seen Scandal? She says, no, I don't watch Scandal. I'm like, no, neither do I. She says, TT, how do you do a show where you don't watch, you know, how do you do a talk show where you don't watch the show? I'm like, baby, you sit back and let your guests talk about shit.
The laziness of it all.
Let me tell you, the Scandal show had my grandmother, Desi, and my daughter, Nazarene. I kicked back. They did the whole, I put the pictures up. They did the whole show. Who's that? And every time they would mention a person, I would Google it and put it back on. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to keep your people entertained, even if you don't know what the hell you're talking about. What? Okay. Sorry. Like when I did the show about mesh bodies, I just kicked back and let the two guests do it. I was like, okay, what mesh bodies? You know, that's when I was really against mesh bodies. I was really against it, but, you know, things change.
You have come to the dark.
Life, you know, life goes on. Shut up. But I just cannot get back into The Walking Dead. It's just, I'm telling you, Tyrese's death really, really got to me because I thought he was such a loving soul. And even though I know that people are going to die in it, I get that. I get that they can't just have characters go on and on and on. It wouldn't make any sense. It still affects you. It just does. And that you know, when T-Dog got killed, you know, and then Herschel, I was like, there's no hope. You know, T-Dog got killed for saving somebody. Carol's dumbass, because at that time, Carol was dumb as dirt. And then Herschel got killed.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, I'm proud. Well, from what I've heard, I haven't seen her since she became this badass. The last time I saw Walking Dead with Carol is when she, I guess, killed that little girl, the little nutcase girl. What was her name?
Little Nut.
Yeah, what was her name?
Anybody
know?
Nutty. Nutty Baby.
Was it
I can't remember her name.
Lizzie.
I think it
was
Lizzie.
Yeah, after that, because when I saw Lizzie killed her sister, was getting ready to kill the baby, I was like, hey, can somebody explain to me one thing? Where in the apocalypse, where are they getting formula and diapers for this child?
Well, they're not getting diapers. Diapers, they use it in cloths. They're just washing it over and over and over. Baby food, they just, you know, being scavengers, looking for stores and houses, whatever they got. But now they're making, where they at now, they're making the baby food.
Oh, they're making the baby food now.
Right. Where they at now.
Okay. And I have another question. Where the fuck is Daryl getting his damn arrows?
Sometimes he makes his arrow.
He makes him and reuses.
And the other time?
Because
and,
and
the other time
he
reuses
them. Because if you see him, every time he shoots, he takes the arrow right back. So, never.
So he goes back, and so he kills him. He just picks the arrow back up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good because I was concerned about him killing treats.
Sugar.
You tried it. I mean, aren't we gonna are we gonna need trees in the apocalypse?
I mean, yeah, but girl, you tried it, sugar. A tree? Damn, a tree. What about my life? My life, sugar. My life.
So who do you guys predict is the next person that's going to be murdered or eaten or become a zombie or?
That little boy.
What little boy?
God,
Carl Papa?
No, not Carl. Yeah, and Alexandria is this woman that Rick has favored on. I think he probably gonna tap that. Or Arieff. She has two sons, and both of them have completely lost their minds. I can understand why, because Rick had to kill their father because their father was a total nutcase. And since after that, the youngest son has just went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's looking all pale and scary and crazy looking. And in the last episode, all the walkers got inside of the compound, and Rick had to cover everybody in zombie guts to walk from the house to where they have all the gun supplies. And they're outside with 1,000 zombies everywhere. And this little boy talking about some Mom, I could have slapped the shit through you. Shut the fuck.
I would have hit me a little nuts.
How do you say it, sis? How do you say it?
Mom. I would have backed you. Shut your motherfucker. You say all these motherfucking zombies?
When I saw that, I was like, is this little nigga serious?
Is this nigga for real? Mom,
so
and she keep walking.
Episode,
I would have.
Somebody's going to die in that episode.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's 1,000 zombies in the whole Alexandria look compound.
Damn.
And but I had hope at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, oh, this ain't going to be nothing. Daryl and them is on their way with that big old tanker truck full of gas. They're going to pull up, honk the horn, fire up some shit, and then at the end, see, people, no one watched all the way to the end past the credits, because at the end of that episode, it showed Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham riding down, getting on the walkie-talkie, hearing what's the weak man name? What the hell is his damn name? With the party at the top, front business in the park. What's his name, Pelly?
I'm trying to remember.
The man who lied about being the cure.
Eugene.
He heard Eugene on the walkie-talkie saying, help. So they're on their way back, and then they get a barricade of Negan's men on motorcycles. And he's like, everything you own is now mine. It belongs to Negan. And I'm like, oh. They were almost there.
Bad motherfucker. I don't know how they're going to pull that one off, because he a bad motherfucker.
Who is he? Who's the guy you guys are talking about? The one that's a badass.
I call it Glenn Destiny.
Wow.
Hopefully not.
Really?
Hopefully not.
I'm
really?
He's better than Merle, the governor, and the one from the other compound, Garrus.
From Terminus.
Right. He's all
10 times
three
worse.
Of them put in one. So I can't wait for
like
that.
Like he does not care.
Who is he supposed to be then? I mean,
he's like the head of another little tribe. He's
right.
not part of the wolves. I don't think he's part of the wolves.
No, he's
but
not.
But he's a whole other little compound somewhere, and they just do not care. Like, they just going to take your shit and kill you.
Damn.
What's your prediction, though, Chio, of who's gonna die of that season?
Well, Deanna's gone. I already knew that was going to happen. I know her son is more than likely next.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know. I know a lot of people from Alexandria. I believe Morgan is next. Because
Morgan
is still kind of cuckoo. Because he's still kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Him, that whole thing pissed me off so bad of him keeping one of the wolves and then him breaking free, knocking both of their asses out, and breaking free and then holding girl, the lesbian's girlfriend by a knife or by a gun, and then walking out.
She a goner.
Yes, that was all Morgan's fault because he kept one of those psychotic wolves. It was just like, why would you do that, Morgan?
That was I think he is still out of it. I think he is still like out of it because I think he, the loss of his wife and his son was just too much for him. I do believe.
I mean,
he
was by himself for so long. He was out of contact with any other humans for so long, he cracked up.
I agree with that. But that was his own choice, though, because when they went back, if I'm not mistaken, he could have left with them at the time, but why he wanted to remain there, I'll never know. It was not like he had anything that was, you know, that he could have, so why?
But even then, he was already, like, on the brink of, like being psychotic because he kept saying to Rick, I don't know if you're Rick. I don't know who you are. I've seen people take faces off of other people and wear the faces.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he said that. And Rick looked
at
him.
Oh, yeah, he's batshit crazy.
Yeah, we just need to
let him go.
This is my prediction. The one who's going to die is going to be not Morgan, because he's still got a lot of unfinished business. Father Gabriel, he's going to die. Our Asian sensation, because he's going to meet his destiny. Carl is not going to die, but the little fucker that don't like him because he thinks that he took his girlfriend, he's going to shoot him in the eye. Going to shoot his eye out. Because they have to follow something in the comic book. They cannot just ignore it completely.
When
and
you said that reminded me of Christmas Story. You shoot your eye out.
Only you.
Well, it did. I'm sorry.
So in the comic book, it does that little boy shoots him in the eye, shoots his eye out. So I think that's what's gonna happen.
Hello.
Is that the one you said that you thought he was going to die?
No, that is
that's
his
the one
brother.
Going, Mom! Mom!
That's his brother.
Well, he's going to die, I'm sure.
Mom!
I'm sure that little fucker's going to get bitten or something. He deserves to get bitten.
Why do you say that?
We just talked about it. I mean, you're in the middle of 1,000 fucking zombies, and you're just going to say, you're going to call your mom out. Mom! Mom! Move.
And would not stop doing it.
Like, little fucker, shut the fuck up.
Oh, wow. For real?
So
that couldn't help me,
because
I would have backhanded him so quick. Ooh, Lord.
That's my prediction of season six.
And yours?
Sugar, where you been?
Wow.
Like
you just said like the kid. You only think one person's gonna die? You just said the kid.
I don't know. I know Gabriel needs to. He should have been dead.
Yep.
Eugene should have been dead.
That's the one that see, that's what I don't understand. They allow these people to live that basically are causing chaos. Or
Gabriel caused a lot of chaos for no reason.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So I'm not going to say kill him, but why let him tag along with you if he's causing chaos? I don't get that.
What kind of made me look at Rick after Gabriel locked himself up in that church and he allowed for his people not to come in? And, you know, who was that who discovered that? Carl discovered how it was scratch marks and trying to get in, and he sat in that room and did not let those people in. Rick should have killed him then.
Damn. You know what? That's sad. That is really, really sad. So he just sit there and allowed it. He's supposed to be a man of the cloth.
And allowed it and sat there and listened to his people screaming at the top of their lungs. Because was it Rick that made, Rick that made Gabriel go with them to the food bank. And Gabriel saw one of the people that she was now a zombie, but he recognized her. And I wanted her to bite the shit out of him because I was like, oh, he knew her. He wouldn't let her in. He needs to get bit.
I wonder if she remembered it.
I think he's going to die the same way he let those people die. I think he's going
to
get left
behind. Trying to get in someplace and can't?
Trying to get in, and they won't open the door because too many zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
It's a bitch.
Yeah, it really
yes,
is.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
one.
It is.
Big,
yes,
fast,
it is.
Donkey one.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you. It's sad, though, because I can no longer watch The Walking Dead. I just can't. So I'm going to have you guys. Well, one thing I will say, when is the show coming back? When is the season coming back?
I believe in March.
February. It's in February 16th.
Oh, okay.
Way off.
So February 16th is on a Sunday because you said 16th or 14th?
Let me look.
Because if it's on a Sunday, it has to be the 14th. Okay.
Yeah,
so 14th. What we will do is we're going to come back, but we're going to be live on the grid on the 16th, which is going to be the Chick Malicious talk show, and we're going to talk about that first show. If you two would join me on that, we'll talk about the first show. And, again, I'll probably be saying, fuck Walking Dead, fuck. But I've been trying to be nice about it I've been really trying to be nice about it, but, you know, we only got two more minutes. Can you believe we have actually been talking almost an hour? We only got two more minutes left. Can you believe that? Just that quickly the hour has gone. For all of you who joined us, thanks a lot for joining us. As always, you could be anywhere you want to be, but you decided to be here with us tonight. If you missed any of this broadcast, it will be up and running within 9:10, and then you can listen to any portion of this broadcast that you missed. There is going to be a little quiz. to win 2K. Yeah, I did promise you that, and if you had read my damn flyer, you'd know it. So it is going to be a 2K quiz. I'm going to put it up probably on Friday, and then you can win 2K. Before going, do you two have any closing statements, Pelly?
No, just Pelly kisses. Keep watching The Walking Dead. Don't forget
anyway.
Dead. Just give it a try. It's informative. Forget about, there's no killing, there's no gore. Fuck you. Just watch the goddamn information. It's there for you.
Yeah. Okay, Sissy, any last words? Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That was cute.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad.
I'll just put them on hold. Anyway, again, thank you so much for joining us. I've only got 45 seconds. Love you all, as always. Mwah! Three kisses. Good night.
Hella thick, I wanna smash him out now. Speed up.
Gas pedal.